Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up.
Get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Here we go, another week, another dollar, or like $10, pretty much what I'm on, my salary. But hey, welcome to the catch up. I am still riding solo this week, I'm afraid. Josiah still on holidays. I don't even remember a time before he went on holidays. It's been a very long week and a half, but still plenty to come for you with just me rambling in your ears for the next 20 or so minutes, your lucky thing. I do get Boss Benny on the show. He's come up with one of the Goulburn Valley's greatest attractions. You know how I've been launching like a bit of a campaign to rewrite the Lonely Planet list of Goulburn Valley local attractions? He's got an idea, and I'm not going to lie, I'm kind of on board for it. Also, I had the most awkward moment of my life over the weekend. I wanted to sink into the floor and have it swallow me whole. So I'll go into details about that. Couple of games thrown in here for you to play as well. In the meantime, though, it's a Monday, so I'm done with talking. I'm going to go home and nap. You enjoy the catch-up. I'll speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The catch-up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
As you may know, for the last week or so, I've been astounded by the fact that the Lonely Planet Travel Guide wrote a list of the best things to do in the Goulburn Valley, and making it into the list was Coles in Shepparton. I thought, that's weird. Surely we've got better things to do than that. And my boss, Benny, thought he'd make a suggestion. Morning, Benny.
Morning, Miss Cheney. Ellie Cheney, how are we?
Oh, good to have someone to talk to.
You poor
thing.
How have you been talking to the Goulburn Valley every morning?
That's true. That's true, actually. You're right. Now, you reckon you've got something that could make the list?
Absolutely. So what I've put together here on behalf of HIT Tourism, right, I think we should really explore this as a hot destination that you must visit and should make, which should be on this Lonely Planet list.
Yeah.
I've put together a little bit of a commercial.
Oh, great. Okay. All right. Do you want to give it any? It speaks for itself.
Let's talk about the Lonely Planet because, you know, it's the top 10 hottest destinations that you must go see while you're here in Shepparton. What's going to bring people here, stay, enjoy the holiday and such? And I've put together, I think there's one place that really was overlooked.
All right. Well, let's have a listen.
Here at HIT Tourism, we want you to make Shepparton your destination. As one of Victoria's most cosmopolitan regional centres, here in Shepparton, you'll find something for everyone. But if there's one destination in Shepparton that is a must-see, it has to be the room where there's always room, Josiah Sharla's bedroom. Located approximately 7 kilometres from the Shepparton CBD, Josiah's bedroom is the perfect place to relax and unwind. Accessible all year round, it will only take one visit for you to see why Josiah's bedroom has become one of Shepparton's most popular destinations.
When my girlfriends and I are thinking a weekend away, we immediately think Shepparton. Our first stop, it's always Josiah's bedroom.
It's easy to get into, but bookings are encouraged, particularly if you're visiting as a group. To beat the weekend crowds, a cheeky midweek visit might be a better option. Plus, they come with an array of specials, particularly if you're visiting between 7 and 8pm. So next time you come to Shepparton, treat yourself and visit Josiah Sharla's bedroom. It's this year's must-see in the Goulburn Valley.
I can guarantee you, Benny, that will never, ever be a tourist destination that I would want to set foot in.
It's so welcoming. It's so easy to get into as well.
No, disgusting. No, I've never been there. I never want to.
Press play on a song. Think about it, Goulburn Valley.
It's not making the list.
This is The Catch-Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I want to tell you a story about a moment over the weekend that had me wanting to sink into the floor. It was so embarrassing. So I ventured out to Mount Macedon, out past Bendigo over the weekend. One of my friends who lives in Bendigo said, hey, let's go for an adventure. So I thought, great. Went, picked her up and kept on driving. We went out for lunch at this cute little pub in Macedon and had a great time. And then as we went to leave, I was just like, hold on, I'm just going to go pee quickly. So I went into the toilets and there was this woman standing there. She had a baby strapped around her body, like a newborn, and then she had two other little kids in there who were both going to the toilet as well. And they would have been like, I don't know, 3 and 6 maybe. Anyway, so I kind of squeeze past them and go, you know, have a little wee and then come back out. And as I come out, the two little kids are both standing at the basin, washing their hands and whatnot. And so I kind of squeeze past. And as I squeeze past, the woman goes, just wait for Ellie to wash her hands. And I was like, oh my God, I didn't realise that people knew me down here. I'm like, yeah, I'm Ellie from the radio. She must be she must be a listener. She must be a fan. She just knows my name. So I look at her and I'm like, oh, thanks so much. You know, I'm in a bit of a hurry. I got to go. Like, my friend's waiting for me. And she kind of just looks at me. It's like, okay, what's this chick on about? And then I stand there washing my hands. And then she says again, all right, Ellie, let's go. And I looked up and I realized she's not talking to me. She's talking to her kid, whose name was obviously also Ellie. And here's me being like, oh, thank you so much for letting me wash my hands. No, she was never talking to me. She has no idea who I am. Of course she doesn't know who I am. We're 2 hours out of the broadcast region that I broadcast to. There's no way. And so I was absolutely mortified and I ran back to my table and got my friend. I said, we have to go. We have to get out of here. So we kind of bolted out. Well, paid, obviously, and then bolted out. And I get outside and she goes, did you clog the toilet? I was like, no, I did not clog the toilet. She goes, then why do we have to leave so quickly? Anyway, I told her the story and she could not stop laughing over it. And I just continued the day wanting to sink into the floor. So I want to talk about this morning, 13, 12, 16. Have you had a similar moment where you just wanted to sink into the floor? Did you think someone was talking to you and it turns out they weren't? Because that's not the first time it's happened to me and it probably won't be the last. 13, 12, 16, get involved this morning if you've got a story. All right, let's go to Donna in Shep. Donna, have you accidentally spoken back to someone that wasn't actually talking to you?
Well, I was at an event one night and went to the toilet and I'm there in my cubicle and this lady said, hello. And I said, oh, hello. And yeah. Then she started asking all these random questions and I'm trying to answer them as politely as I could. And then she said, okay, I'll see you later. And she was actually on her mobile phone.
What type of questions was she asking? Do you remember?
Oh, look, it was a long time ago and I can't remember. But it was like, you know, what are you doing tomorrow night? When are we going to catch up? And I'm thinking, geez, she's pretty forward.
Well, they say girls in bathrooms is where the best friendships are formed. Well, so really.
Yes, it would have been nice to see who I was talking to.
So at the end of it, when you left the cubicle, had she already left or did you like hide in the cubicle waiting for her to leave?
I waited until she was well gone.
Yeah. I would have done the same thing. It's the bathrooms. They're awkward places. That's where mine happened too.
Well, as soon as you said it, I thought, oh, my God, I don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
No, you're not alone, Donna. Oh, that is such a good story. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Abby and Shep. Abby, has this happened to you?
Yes, it happened to me at the airport the other day.
Oh, God, what happened? Fill me in.
Well, I actually knew the person vaguely.
Yeah.
I think from uni, and I saw them waving, and I thought that they were waving at me, and I was like, oh, God, I don't remember their name. Anyway, they weren't.
Oh, God. That happens to me all the time, thinking someone's waving at me, and it never seems to be the case.
No one ever
wants to wave at me these days. I don't know why. So how do you respond? Did you do a big wave back? Did you say hi? Did you initiate conversation? What was the deal?
He ended up walking past and then he was like, oh, hey. And then
so
we
he acknowledged it was awkward. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You poor thing. I feel for you, sister. Yeah. All right. Well, good luck getting through this week unscathed.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Thanks.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie. Baby.
I did put out a riddle just then, 13, 12, 16, if you know the answer to it. Up for grabs this morning is a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep. Ice melts when heated up, but I solidify when I'm heated up. What am I? Is the question I'm asking this morning. Now, it is a difficult one, but think about it logically. It's not one of those weird ones where, you know, it's a bit left of centre. This is something that gets harder as you cook it. Okay, I'm going to give you that little clue. 13, 12, 16. Ice melts when heated up, but I solidify when I'm heated up. What am I? I mean, I feel you guys. It is a tough morning this morning. It's Monday. It's cold. You know, I get you. But hello, who have we got here?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks. What's your name?
I'm Brandon.
Brandon, you reckon you've got an idea what the answer to the riddle is this morning?
Yeah, I've got a pretty good idea, I think.
Yeah? What do you reckon it is, bud?
I think it might be an egg.
You think it might be an egg? Well, yeah. I suppose eggs do get harder as they get cooked. So, yes, you are correct this morning, Brando. Well done. All right, which means you get to stick around till riddle number two.
All right, then.
All right. So, here we go. Riddle number two this morning is, all of Mrs. Smith's pets are dogs except one, and all her pets are cats except one. How many cats and dogs does Mrs. Smith have?
Could you repeat that?
Sure can, Brando. All of Mrs. Smith's pets are dogs except one, and all her pets are cats except one. How many cats and dogs does she have? Bit of a mathematical problem for you this morning. All are dogs except one, and all are cats except one. How many cats and dogs does she have?
One of each, is it?
Oh, Brando, you have obviously got a good Sunday night sleep, because that is correct. Well done, my friend. All right, there's one more to go, and then you've won this double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep, okay?
I'm like shaking.
You're doing a really good job. All right, here we go. What part of London is in France? What part of London is in France?
What part of London is in France?
Yep. Brando, we might have to move on.
It's not in Paris. Isn't in London, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right, but it's a little bit less symbolic. I mean, more symbolic than that. It's not Paris. I'm going to have to move on. Sorry, Brandon.
Okay, then.
Good effort, though, my friend. All right, let's move on. Who have we got here?
This is Alex.
Alex. Hey, Alex. You got an idea what the answer to that one is?
I think it's the letter N.
You think it's the letter N? Well, my friend, you are 100% correct. You've swooped in at the end and won yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep. Well done.
Awesome. Thank you.
No worries at all. You feeling good for a Monday morning? Is this an unusual Monday morning for you? More up and about than usual?
I've called him before.
You're obviously the smartest person in the Goulburn Valley, my friend. Well done. All right, well, congratulations. That is officially all yours.
Thank you.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, I don't know if you know, but I've recently started my own Facebook page. You know, not just like my personal one, but like, okay, some people may call it a fan page, but it's not a fan page, I promise. It's just an outlet for me to, you know, put some videos together and whatnot, like have a few jokes. You know how it is. Anyway, I've discovered since starting this, because I'm like, all right, cool, I'm going to be an influencer, because that seems like a pretty easy gig. You know, all you got to do is put a post up and you get paid for stuff. And I'm like, that sounds like my dream job, because I don't have to do any work. Also, I'll end up getting a really, really, really great job in radio, because apparently all you need is an Instagram following. Anyway, so I thought, okay, I got to embark on becoming an influencer. So I've studied a few influencers, you know, like Steph Claire Smith and Laura Henshaw and some of the big ones, right? What I've noticed about influencers is they always post stories saying that people have been asking them stuff. And so I thought, all right, well, I'm going to just take a step in the future for when I'm a massive influencer. I mean, I've got not many followers at the moment, but it'll build, I promise. And I'm just imagining what my life's going to be like when I'm in fact an influencer, because I reckon deep down no one is actually asking these questions. But hey, apparently a lot of people have been asking me. So let's have a listen to Ellie Chaney in about 2 years.
A lot of you wonder if the hair on my eyebrows is real. No, I actually got it donated from a Vietnamese girl. It's actually part of her leg hair. Recently asking me if my eyes are hazel green, periwinkle blue, or graphite grey. One I'm getting from a lot of people is, am I more of a Carrie Bradshaw, a Samantha, or an Andrew O'Keefe from Deal or No Deal? So many of you have been asking me how I get my face so perfect. I've been having a lot of people ask me lately how many millimetres my nail projects from my fingertip. I've had a lot of you ask what size my breasts are. You've been asking me if I think cereal is soup. Yeah. You guys have been sliding into my DMs heaps asking me if the perfect after-workout snack is a lettuce leaf or a glass of Pinot. I mean, I guess the real question is it fry yay or not? You guys have been wondering whether I sit on a chair when I sit. I've had a lot of requests lately asking to post my workout schedule followed by my bathroom schedule. So I'm going to be doing that from now on my page. People keep wondering if my spirit animal is more like a jungle cat or like a sexy centipede. One I get a lot is people saying, hey Ellie, what's meal prep? Well, meal prep is basically when you prepare a meal before you eat it. A lot of you have been on me asking me if my name's spelt with a silent H or not. A lot of you have been asking me stuff because I've been asking you to ask me anything on the questions feature on Instagram. A lot of messages to the DM lately ask me what the square root of 789 is. So keep the questions coming, guys. I really, really love it. I really think that if I can help you improve your lives and be a better person, then really we're all kicking goals.
So there you go, Golden Valley, an insight into the future influencer life that I'm going to leave. I mean, who is asking questions? No one's asking anything. It's just an excuse to brag about stuff you've got going on in your life. Come on, influencers, get it together. And hey, follow my Facebook page while you're at it, Ellie Chaney, whatever, I don't even care.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
No, it's not a bit of fun for your Monday morning. It's something that I've been dealing with for the past week and a half that I don't think I can deal with for much longer, guys. It is doing my head in. And so I want to have a rant. Outside my office is like all the, I don't know how to describe it, the computers and all the technical stuff that makes us be able to go to air here. So basically it's a big wall full of machines. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they work. All I know is that there's one thing going on with them at the moment that kills me. One of them has been beeping incessantly for a week and a half now. You want to hear what it sounds like? I'm so sorry to unleash this on you on a Monday morning, but this is what I'm dealing with. Incessantly. Just this high-pitched beeping noise. And do you know where the machines are? Right outside my office. In fact, in between my office and this studio. So even in this soundproofed studio, when I turn the music down, I can still hear this awful beeping. And so I'm at the point where I can't deal anymore, guys. It's too much. It's too much. I get in at 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh, okay. All right. Closer to five. Let's not pump myself up too much. And it's the first thing I hear. I'm sitting at my desk. I'm trying to, you know, upload the podcast and whatnot. And all I hear is. So I've put in complaints, you know. I've said text, get here, fix it, because your girl's gone crazy. But it's not the only sound that does my head in. You know, I can't deal with this either. Loud cars. Oh, why am I doing this to myself on a Monday morning? I'm already in a tentative mood. That does my head in. The sound of my alarm, if it goes off when it's not alarm time, I can't deal with that either. So I'm looking this morning for people who are in a similar boat. Is there a noise doing your head in at the moment that you just want to have a vent about on the radio this morning? Get it off your chest. We can be in this together, because I reckon I'm at my wit's end. I can't deal. It's like the first time I don't have Josiah's annoying voice around, so you'd think I should be nice and relaxed. No, instead, I got this nonstop. It's like infiltrated my brain. I go home and I can still hear it. It's not okay. 13, 12, 16. Give me a call. What sound is doing your head in? Let's go to Mike from Shep. Mike, have you got a sound doing your head in?
It's not so much a noise as it is a ringtone.
So, is it the crazy frog?
No. So I was in a cafe over the weekend, and they're like, do you know that generic iPhone ringtone that's like, it goes like, dun, 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 dun,
oh, yeah,
dun,
yeah.
Dun, that one.
Beautiful singing, by the way.
Thank you. It was, I heard someone let their phone go on, like, ring out while they're at a cafe. 3 times in a row in the space of 15 minutes.
Oh.
And now I can't hear that without like getting like a shiver down my spine or something.
were they hearing it ring out?
Yes, they were hearing it ring out. They were actively choosing not to answer it. They were also actively choosing not to put it on silent.
Yeah, see, that's just rude. That's just inconsiderate. Is that your own ringtone?
No, it's not. Okay. Thankfully, if I had it before, it used to be an alarm tone of mine, but that has definitely changed.
That'll do it. I'm the same. Whenever I hear my alarm outside alarm time, oh my God, I can't deal. Does my head in. All right. Well, thanks for your call, Mike. I've just been looking up an iPhone ringtone for you, but I can't find any in the system. So you're lucky.
Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
It's time for Josiah and Ellie's Movie Okie.
All thanks.
thanks to Village Cinemas Shepparton.
Yeah, 13, 12, 16 is my number this morning. If you'd like to play Movie Oki, you just got to tell me the name of the movie that I'm acting out. Are you ready for this morning scene? I've been practicing over the weekend, you know, really working on my accent, which may come in handy this morning. Here we go. I hope you're pleased with yourselves. We could have all been killed, or worse, expelled. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed. I feel like she really, like, enunciates each of her syllables quite well. So that's what I've done there. Hello, who have we got here?
Yeah.
Oh, someone who's dropped out. Hello, you're live on the radio. Who have we got here?
Deirdre.
Hey, Deirdre, what town are you from?
New America.
Lovely. You reckon you know what movie that's from?
I'm going to have a guess.
Yeah.
Late Night.
Late Night. What's Late Night?
The new one that came out last Thursday.
Oh, no. I wish. I haven't seen that. It's not, I'm afraid. Bit of
that's
an Emma
right.
Thompson
all
vibe good. To it, though, but not the
no.
right one. Sorry, Deirdre.
No worries. Bye. Okay. Bye.
Hello. Who have we got here?
Hi, this is Tata from Yarrawonga.
Hello, mate. How are you going this morning?
Good, good.
That's good. You reckon you know what movie that's from?
Yeah, I reckon it's from Harry Potter. Hermione saying it's the boys.
You are 100% correct. Can you tell me exactly what Harry Potter movie it is as a bonus point?
Or maybe the first one.
Maybe the first one. Definitely the first one. Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
No worries at all. You've just won yourself a double pass to Village Cinemas in Shep.
Thanks.
No worries at all. How'd you rate my acting skills, just quickly?
Not bad, not bad.
Not bad. I'll take that. All right, hold the line for me, buddy. hey, if you'd like a double pass to Village Cinemas as well, Movie Oki will be back tomorrow. Or if you've got any suggestions of scenes that you want me to act out, please send them through. It's really tough finding them each morning.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au or download the Hit app.